Chapter 4, 10:05 to 10:07 a.m.
Tomas, once I've returned the files to the filing cabinet, I pick up a glass paperweight and toy with it, tossing it high and snatching it out of the air. I wander toward the principal's door and inch it open, staring out of the administrative office's glass walls. When the bell rings, I wait for the hallways to fill up. Trenton's speech should be over, and no one stays in the auditorium longer than necessary. But the halls remain empty, as if we're the only two people in the building. This silence spooks me. Far? He glances up from double-checking his test scores. Not like they'll get any better. What? I open my mouth and close it again. What do I say to him? It's too quiet? Put the file away. We should go before Trenton gets back. Dude. Weak. I slip into the administrative office, where the secretary's computer still glows blue, set on the lock screen. A framed picture of a cat stands next to the keyboard. I flip the paperweight up high and catch it again. The mindless repetition is comforting. Far, come on! Where is everyone? Toss. Catch. Toss. Two loud cracks tear through the air. The paperweight slips out of my hands, breaking into a thousand shards on the floor. What was that? Farid appears in the doorway, still holding onto his file. What the fuck was that? Far repeats, louder, though he knows. We both do. We've spent time hunting with my granddad and my sister. We've watched plenty of movies. Far grew up in a war zone. We both know the sound of gunshots. But it can't be. It can't happen. Not here. We need to get out, Far says. Warn someone. Despite his haunted eyes, his voice is clear and steady. It makes him sound older. I nod before the silence around us hits me like a sledgehammer. I know the hallways are supposed to be empty. We spent hours practicing lockdown drills, but no one sounded the alarm. No one ran to cover. No one appeared in the hallways at all. I shake my head. No.